proclamation number 2361 dated the June 6, 1942. Ending the struggle between the nations. An immense conflict between the nations will find its end according to divine decree. This will by no means correspond to the nations' wishes. In fact, they will be horrified when they realize the outcome which entirely opposes their expectations. Yet human will is powerless wherever God expresses His will. And every day prior to this still signifies a gift for people if they use these days for the salvation of their soul by turning away from the world and towards God before God manifestly reveals Himself. People have already been affected by indescribably harsh suffering, and yet it only brought a few closer to the deity. For humanity pays no attention to that which is given to them by God, but only to that which it is offered by the world. Thus it does not make use of God's grace. Instead, it constantly tries to increase its earthly possessions. And even where people's belongings are destroyed, they will only wholeheartedly strive to regain what they lost. And thus their struggle against each other becomes more and more bitter and can no longer be resolved in an earthly manner, but has to be brought to an end by God if it is not to lead to a complete breakdown and utter godlessness. For people lack faith in a just and wise God, otherwise they would already see by the world event to what extent humanity has distanced itself from God and why God permitted such a world event to take place. For God's will does not prevent people's will from accomplishing that which they precipitated by their heartlessness. However, the forthcoming event will raise great doubt about the existence of a deity which itself destroys that which it created with its might. But these doubts will only surface in people who do not act with love. Whereas the loving person will be enlightened and know that nothing can happen without God's will, thus he will recognize that God had sent the event. And he will know that nothing will come upon the earth without purpose and reason, and that everything can benefit the soul in some way or other. He, too, will be severely shocked by the scale of the event, but he will also realize that the human race must be shaken out of its faithless existence so that it will take stock of itself and give its way of life a different direction in order to come closer to God. And blessed is he who will still derive a benefit for his soul from this forthcoming event, for he will lose nothing but only gain. Even if his earthly possessions have been destroyed, he will have found God through it and gained infinitely more than he had lost. Amen.